So we keep hearing that we're bottoming out and that the economy is starting to turn around and the recession may be coming to an end, although it's going to be a long time before jobs start bouncing back. But there is starting to be at least some optimism on Wall Street, and there has been for the last few months. And then I pick up this week's U.S. News and World Report, and in there is a story by Rick Newman, who seems awfully pessimistic. In fact, it's headlined, Four Problems That Could Sink America. So I've asked Rick to join me this morning here on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, Rick.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. You don't think that even if we do bounce back that we're going to get back to where we were?
That's I think that's the misconception that we're really at danger of chasing here. I'm not totally gloomy about the future of America, but I think that people who think we are just going to somehow get back to where we were, in other words, things will just sort of go back to normal the way they have more or less after other recessions, I don't know what's going to happen, but I think there are a lot of reasons to think that's not what we're going to see here. I think that the housing market could take years. I mean, some people say 10 to 20 years before it's really healthy again. Banks are a mess. And I think the upshot of all this is that things might have to change for some people. I think we may have to start thinking differently about how we plan our financial lives and what we expect.
Well, you also say in your piece that we are our own obstacles here. I mean, the four problems that are here are pretty much problems of our own creation or, I guess, our own laziness.
Right. So what I'm saying the four problems are is we don't like to work. And, of course, there are plenty of people who work quite a lot, so I don't want to take that away from people. But, again, it's about the expectation. The expectation that you're just going to work your 8 hours a day, 39 hours a week, or 42, whatever, and somehow you're just going to have access to this great prosperity that we've had in America for, let's say, the last 70 years. I'm not so sure that's true. Nobody wants to sacrifice. Is another problem I've cited. And I think we've just gotten so used to this bailout mentality that we're not bailing ourselves out as much as we should. I think people are not as informed as they should be. We've got very complicated but important problems like health care, environmental problems and things like this. And we seem so manipulable by all the interest groups who just want us to think this or that and literally tell lies about it. And that's what's really defining the debate at this point, rather than the real problems that people have. I mean, that's disconcerting. And then the last is what I call eye culture, which is this sort of narcissistic place we seem to be in where we just sort of think, that the whole economy revolves around us, and that's just not the case. We have to give up something sometimes if we're going to get something back.
You know, that's a great point, and I want to talk about two of those for just a couple of minutes here. One is that we are never asked by our leaders to sacrifice. We ever since JFK said, ask not what this country could do for you, but what you can do for your country, even after 9/11, President Bush never asked us to sacrifice. Instead, we were all told to go on living our lives and please go shopping.
And, Paul, I'll mention one other thing. I'm not a military correspondent. I was for a while. I did cover the Pentagon for a while. But we've also been in two wars. We are still in two wars, as a matter of fact, live shooting wars, where something like 1% of the entire population is bearing the burden for those wars. I mean, mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I can't even think of any time in the last 10 years when a leader has said, hey, Americans, we're going to make things better for everybody. But everybody needs to step up and give up a little something. Obama has hinted at this. He talked about it a little bit when he was campaigning, and he mentioned a spirit of sacrifice in his acceptance speech last November. But he hasn't really followed that up while he's been president. And there was that moment in the July press conference where a reporter basically asked him, "What would you tell Americans they have to give up to get something better for health care?" And he said, you have to give up paying for health care that's not doing any good for you. That's a paraphrase.
Yep.
But he took a pass. He had the chance to somebody gave him a softball question, and he took a pass. He basically said, you don't have to give up anything. You're going to get something for nothing.
Well, in the politics of current times, if he were to say you had to sacrifice anything, people would jump all over him for being negative, and like they did with Jimmy Carter about malaise. And the fact is, I would rather have somebody who is being realistic and honest with me than somebody who is trying to soft-pedal things and tell me everything is Pollyanna-ish.
Yes, of course, and we also know that what will happen is any sacrifice will get distorted by political opponents who say, well, he's only asking you for this little something, but what he really means is something that's much more dire than that.
Right.
He's just opening the door to, you know, and what it really takes here is it really takes extremely confident leadership to be able to say, you know, I know these attacks are going to come if I ask for this, but I'm going to follow through on it, and I'm going to, frankly, trust people to be smart about what I'm asking and to use their own common sense and be able to tell what we really need to do here.
Well, being smart goes right to one of your other points here, is that for the most part, Americans are uninformed. I laughed a couple of weeks ago when there was a survey asking people, is the stimulus working? Most people have absolutely no idea if the stimulus is working, and most of us in our everyday average lives, we can't possibly wrap our heads around these major governmental decisions and policies that are being considered, right?
Yeah, there's truth to that, and I do want to acknowledge that it's very dangerous to generalize and say, you know, all Americans are uninformed. That's obviously
no.
Not
I'm not
true.
Saying
I mean,
that either. I'm saying on the whole, we don't know nearly as much as we're told that we know.
I think you're right, and I think that, you know, it takes work to be informed. You can't just do a Google search and say, I know this now because I read it on Google. It actually takes work, and it might even be harder these days to really inform yourself. I mean, you're right, these issues are very complicated. They're not easy, and you know, everybody's busy with family and hopefully with their job, and, you know, people don't have time to, you know, spend 2 hours a night sorting through this, but at some point you have to say, look, if I want to know what's going on, I really do have to commit myself to doing a little bit of work. It's not as easy as just saying I read it on the Internet or somebody told me, and therefore I'm convinced it's true.
Yeah. Otherwise, you end up accepting lies from people who are only pushing their own agenda and aren't really interested in the truth.
Right. And, I mean, as journalists know, just approach things with healthy skepticism. Say, well, I read it on the Internet. I'm just not sure. I'm going to keep doing my own research as much as I'm able. And if, you know, when I feel I've gathered enough information, I'll make up my own mind. But I'm not going to let somebody else make up my mind for me.
I know I'm shooting myself in the foot when I say this. That also extends, by the way, to talk radio.
And journalism, I should add. I get emails and comments all the time from people saying, why do you think you're an expert? You missed this or that point. So I try to follow that rule myself.
Rick, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks very much.
Thanks for your interest. Appreciate it.
Rick Newman from U.S. News & World Report with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.